Who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Zok the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, Perek Hei. Don't think that it was Titus HaRosh or Nebuchadnezzar. The Beis HaMikdash is the lathe of the world. It is the center of the universes. It joins together Yerushalayim Kir Shechubra LaYachtav, joins together the Yerushalayim Shelmala and the Yerushalayim Shelmata. In the Torah, Yerushalayim is written Yerushalayim. The joining together, the kfelus of Yerushalayim, is the Beis HaMikdash, which brings together the two worlds. It is the center of the universe. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, a mind-boggling chidush that is the key to the avoda, the Bein HaMitzarim. The Yerushalayim, she'ir shechubra lo yachtav, is only a physical manifestation of the lave of Klal Yisrael. The true heart of Klal Yisrael resides in every Jew. Yes, this chasidus is said by Rav Chaim Volozhiner. It resides in the heart of every Jew. Rav Chaim Volozhiner goes so far as to say that an avhirur aveira that crosses over the heart of a Jewish soul is worse than an aveira being done b'kodshei hakadoshim, because the kodshei hakadoshim is the physical manifestation of the kedusha, the combining holiness of the two worlds, the upper worlds and the lower worlds. But the spiritual dimension lies in a simple Jewish heart. The Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed because there was something lacking in the physical heart of Klal Yisrael. That physical deterioration started with the deterioration of the Jewish heart. The avoda of Bein HaMitzarim is the tikkun alev, is the tikkun of the hearts, is the mending of the heart. Ein avelus ela belief. And so the way to be boina, the Beis HaMikdash, is through an avoida shebelief. So in many ways, that means that the greatest opportunity for dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the purest form of dveikus, is dafka the Bein HaMitzarim. In Chassidus, they say, Kol Roy Defel Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim. Kol Roy Defel, whoever runs after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim, has the opportunity to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka Bein HaMitzarim. It's a tremendous opportunity. Avelus is a tremendous opportunity of Iskaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think about it. Most other mitzvahs require something external. A Kedusha that's external, but external. Talmud Torah requires Mesira from a Rebbe to a Talmud. Mitzvahs, Shar Mitzvahs, Maisius, Tefillin, and so on, they're Dvarim Shebikdusha, but they require, generally, except for Tefillah, they require an external manifestation of the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Olam HaGashmi. But the Dveikus that we describe of Mikdash, where the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, the Mikdash is defined as the heart of the world, which the real heart of it is the heart in every person, as we were married last week. So, Kol Roy Defu Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim, in many ways, this is the greatest, the purest opportunity in Avodas Hashem. I want to try, Bezer Hashem, to understand with you why that's so, and how to go about it, and maybe get a couple of rayas from Chazal and Tanakh to this idea, and to flesh it out a little bit more. Nesiv Shalom makes a big idea that the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, when Titus HaRosha came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he saw that the Kruvim were hugging each other. The Gemara really doesn't explain what's going on over there. It's a tremendous Eis Ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours out his wrath and his fury on Klal Yisrael. And it's a time of Dveikus. So, we just explained the structure of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world works. Yes, it's Dveikus. But it's Soisu the Metzius. How could it be that it's a time of tremendous Dveikus? And what does the Gemara in Yuma mean?
Another fascinating raya that Mefarshim point out, that the Megillas Eicha is an important historical point. Megillas Eicha is written in two different styles. You know, the Yimach Shemam, the Bible critics, they thought, that they noticed the different stylistic points of the different parts of the Bible. So Chazal, many times, they preceded it and they were very, very aware of these literary changes. If you want a great example of it, Megillas Eicha is a fantastic example of it. Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Megillas Eicha, Rashi points this out right off the bat. So, of course, the first four prakim of Eicha are orbiting with the stanzas of Aleph Beis. Perek Gimel has three Alephs and then three Beis and then three Gimels. The Gemara describes that Perek Gimel was actually written at a different time. Einachanan, the style does indicate it's written at a different time. But Chazal already pointed it out. That when Yirmiyahu sent Baruch, if I'm not mistaken, to write Megillas Eicha and to give it to Melech Yehoyakim, if I'm not mistaken, so then he took it and he threw it in the fire. That Chazal say was the moment in which the Churban became a fait accompli. And then the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says that Yirmiyahu added more words. Described in Yirmiyahu Perek Memef around there, and he added more words. And those more words, Chazal say, is Perek Gimel, and hence the style is different. So when the Churban became a fait accompli, Perek Gimel was written. That was the ultimate of the Churban. Up until now, was a warning. Perek Gimel. Now, if you take a look in Eicha, Perek Gimel is actually the most optimistic and most beautiful prakim. Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu ki lo yichalnu rachamav. Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashu lechadei shemeinu ki kedem. The most optimistic part of Megillas Eicha, the parts where HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures Klal Yisrael their continuity and assures Klal Yisrael the possibility of tshuva, is dafka at the time where the greatest merirus at the time of the Churban. So again, we see that there's a tremendous opportunity of the dveikus of tshuva. Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuv lechadei shemeinu kedem is dafka at the time of the greatest Churban. So why is that so? So first of all, one thing for us to keep in mind, just on an historical level, and then we'll get to Avodah. Rav Amos Luban points this out often, is that every single time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a terrible clap in history, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Every single time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a devastating blow, afterwards it was Chazdei Hashem ki lasam lechal rachamav, there was a tremendous nace of pircha in Klal Yisrael. It goes back to the Churbanos with the Mishnah and the Torah Shebaal Peh and the Churbanos Habayis. You go to the Spanish Inquisition, immediately it's followed by the beautiful flowering of Tzfas and the beginning of the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael already in the 16th century. And of course, the Churban of Europe with Shivas Tzion, that we're Zayecha now to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's expressed in the Taisus and Kedushin. Taisus and Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amid Beis, if I'm not mistaken, writes, Mizmar la'asuf elukim bo'el goyim nach la'asecha samti Yerushalayim li'im. Taisus quotes the Medrash. Mizmar elukim bo'el goyim nach la'asecha samti Yerushalayim li'im kinami bo'im. Why do you say Mizmar? So Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the day took out his charon af, not on what Lahavdil the Goyim say, not on the Bechirus of Klal Yisrael, not on the Masayra of Klal Yisrael, but he took it out on the Eitzim V'Avonim, and sometimes he took it out on millions of the Gufim of Klal Yisrael. But Netzach Yisrael lo Yishaker, Klal Yisrael's Masayra continues, and the Kedusha of the Mikdash continues. Bilvavi, but the Kedusha of the Mikdash continues in the Guf of every Yid. So when a person thinks about Churban, there's also a time, a tremendous hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his charoin af on the Eitzim V'Avonim, and not on the core of Klal Yisrael, not on the lave of Klal Yisrael. It's also another opportunity. At this time is a time where there's no chitzanius that could fool us of what Avodas Hashem is. Sukkos and Pesach, they have these beautiful trappings to it. Tefillin, Amelus Beteira even, they have these beautiful trappings. But when a person sits on the floor and there's nothing but him in Kutcha Brichu, that's an opportunity of Kol Kohar Defesi Guaveinu Mitzar. It's a tremendous, you know, what they refer to in the world as crisis is an opportunity. It's a tremendous opportunity. There's nothing else. There's no chitzenius in Drachim Ta'kadosh Baruch Hu. It's me with my pure pain with Kutcha Brichu. And it means that the way Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich used to say, Bachram nitzvahs betzayt. Bachram, take advantage of the time. It's a tremendous, tremendous time of devekus to maximize it. And in Chassidus they say one more thing. Let's just summarize what we have. The Avelus is only belev. And that application of Avelus being belev is that the lev is the Migdash. And that also gives the opportunity that there's no other chitzanius, gives us the opportunity to avik ta'kadosh baruch hu. That velus also is an opportunity for us to realize that the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, a very, very, very powerful thing, the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, and our sense of closeness to ta'kadosh baruch hu, what Mark Twain describes as the miracle of the history of the Jewish people. And then there's finally one more thing, Alpi Chassidus. Just like we wander, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also wandering. Shchinta Begalusa. And that means that when a person feels confused and a person feels alone, and a person feels devastated, as much as he has a home, he doesn't have a home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also lost. Kol Roi Defoi Sigu HaBein HaMitzarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so accessible because he's not high up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Mushpal. And that means that in our Shvelus, we could find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Musik of Shchinto Bigalusa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also doesn't have a home. And the moment we feel that we don't have it, so then in such a case, then we're very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, they tell a story from the Churban in Europe, which I think brings home some of the points that I'm trying to develop. That they say that one time there was a young woman, it was in 1944, late 44, early 45, and she felt that she had no more koach to go on. And somehow, there was something that called out to her, something indescribable. They say many survivors had these moments. Something, their push to survive was something that was beyond intellectual understanding, and they were drawn to something and they held on to something, and that something helped them survive. So they say that she was drawn to this particular, she was lying on the ground, mamish dying with the other corpses, and something told her that if she's just able to climb to that heap over there, that she'll be able to survive. So with her last bit of strength, she climbed to the heap, and a day or two later, the Allies came, and she had managed to survive. A few days later, after she was starting to recover, she asked somebody, "What's that pile over there?" And they said, "Well, you don't know what that is? That heap over there, where she climbed up, was once a pile of Jewish bodies." She began to look into it. She made a cheshbon. They told her which transport it was. Not only that, she had her there's a part of this that I didn't add. Part of it was her father told her, come climb up to this place, climb here. That was her what drove her. Climb up to here and you'll be okay. And she was mavara that that's where her father's last breaths were. That's where her father was. What's the oimik hadvarim? The oimik hadvarim is that if a person taps into the devastation of korban and goes to the shayrish of korban itself, then that shayrish is the greatest source of chiyus. The tsar and the mesiras nefesh of our grandparents, so that we are able to do what we're able to do today in Amelus Kutar and Arbatzas Tayra and Chesed, and their struggle and their pain, and mamish their mesiras nefesh, the tsar and the chorban, is dafka where we get that tremendous kach. That's where we are moshech the chiyus of Klal Yisrael. The chiyus of Klal Yisrael is that avelus shebelev. The chiyus of Klal Yisrael dafka comes from that chorban. It's very, very painful, but it's also extremely, extremely powerful. So Be'ezer Hashem, during this Zman, if a person taps into those very, very, very powerful kochos, Kol Redufel Yisigua Bein HaMitzarim, is a fantastic, fantastic Zman for Iskarvus LaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem, of course, is that what we need to think about, they're not going to be Ma'arich anymore, what we need to think about is how the don'ts of Avelus don't dominate what the Bein HaMitzarim is. Like the Rambam describes, I struggle with this every time. The Rambam describes, the Ikra of the Tanesim is not eating and drinking. It's a Zman of Tshuva. The not eating and drinking is just a Heichi Timtza for the Tshuva. It's Dabar Pashut that all the Hilchas Bein HaMitzarim is just there for Kol Rei Defei, Sigua Bein HaMitzarim. It's to strip away the chitzonius mediums of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could take that by Tisha B'Av. Even our lifeblood is Asur. Our Amelus Patera is Asur. Why is that so? Because there's a time that even that medium becomes a distraction. That Poshut sitting on the floor being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Be'ezer Hashem we should be Zaycha to reach the darkness of Kol Rav Sigul Bein HaMitzarim. If we spend a little bit of time feeling the Shchinta B'Gelusa, And to chaperein that we're also wandering. Every single one of us. You think about the sveikos that we have during the year. You think about the challenges that we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also wandering. And if we link those sveikos and those frustrations, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu from up on high, looks at Klal Yisrael. Is there anybody that's more confused than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself when he looks at Klal Yisrael today? From up on high, it's very confusing. If you try to raise yourself a little bit above, it's the greatest of times, it's the worst of times, it's closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I sit and learn, Reb Shmuel goes every Thursday night, he's 100 feet away from the Makom HaMikdash. It's so close, it's so far away. To feel that, how much do we spend time? Do we really, really think about that absolutely crazy paradox? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also confused. Kaviyachol. And I understood that I mean is all these things. Lubchinas kaviyachal. Reizu Hashem, we should be zeicha to have that iskaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be zeicha to be raidev, poshut raidev, but to also to be masik the Bein HaMitzarim.